standard. Okay, so we've talked about sampling aerosols, we've talked about sampling volatiles. We're now moving through to water sampling. So in water sampling, you've got to specify the amount of water that you're collecting. You need to sample in a representative manner. So for a river then, you'll be intending to get midstream and subsurface for your sampling, as long as there's not too many crocodiles and things like that to worry about. So you've always got to keep workplace health and safety in mind. If you are sampling from a bore or you're sampling from a lake or the ocean, then you'll use a pump to pull your sample water, for instance, out of a bore or out of the lake, through a tube, which then will not interact with your analyte, into a sample container. And typically then your pump is applying vacuum to that sample container. So you're actually not pulling your sample water through the pump. You simply use vacuum to collect it into your container. Often you will season the tubing beforehand, so you'll pass a very large volume of water through that tubing to ensure that any residual impurities in the tubing are stripped out.